Thank you. I'm Kaj, and I'm an addict. I'd like to thank the convention committee for asking me to speak. It's really an honor just to get something out of my head, because it's been in my head since I was asked to do this. This is my second time speaking at a convention. The first time, and the stuff that's in my head is really kind of nonsense, because I feel like at that time that I failed, because I only spoke for 7 minutes and I ran out of stuff to say. And that's usually not like me. Most of the time you have problems trying to get me to shut up. A little bit about me. First of all, I'm from New York, Long Island. Thank you. There's a few New Yorkers here. In fact, I haven't met anybody from Maryland yet. If there's anybody from Maryland, okay, all right, good. Everyone I'm talking to is Bronx, Brooklyn, so. And Boston. Boston was here too. Jersey too? Thanks. Little bit about me. I have, through no power of my own, but only through my higher power, 24 years. And by the grace of my higher power, that for simplicity's sake I call God, my children have never seen me use, nor my wife, who is still married to me. My kids are now two girls, 16 and 13, and sometimes it's a complete mystery to me because they are so well-adjusted. It's completely baffling to me. There's times I'm talking to my 16-year-old daughter, and when she's dealing with me, what I've learned is not to say what's the first thing that pops into my head, but I'm talking to her, and I'm like, you are so self-centered. Which is me. And completely, because it's all about me, and everything that she has going on, it's all about how does it affect me. Which, to be a parent in a way, it's got to be, but really, I try not to let it to be that way. But that's only when she's dealing with me and my wife, because one of the things I was going to talk about that was one of the scariest things that happened with her is that she's not self-centered. And the reason why is her friend that she chose at the time to be friends with, nobody else in the school, from what I had heard, was friends with this girl. In fact, my wife and I thought she was really not the kind of kid to hang around with. Nobody she was hanging around with, including this girl, were using drugs or anything like that at the time. But just from my own experience and talking to her, seeing and hearing stories about how she's lying to her parents and trying to get over on her parents and how manipulative she is, I was like, you know, this girl's not a good friend for her. But my wife and I had discussions about this, and the last thing we wanted to tell her was, you can't be friends with her. And that's an exercise that's been continual throughout my time as a parent. And really, everything I learned as a parent, I learned a lot of stuff from my parents, and I think that helped me. I had good parents. I got issues with them, but my parents were very good people. They really did the best they could. And for me as a parent, that's all I want. And it's impossible for me to tell, to take out stuff on my parents, because I know they did the best they could. And I know that because with my kids, even though I make mistakes, I'm doing the best I can. But anyway, back to this girl. I was talking to my daughter, and I'm like, who else hangs around with you and her? And she goes, nobody. Nobody in the school is friends with this girl. And I'm like, then she knows. She's telling me about what this girl does, and she doesn't really like it. And I said, well, why are you friends with her? And she said, because nobody else will be good friends with this girl. And at that time, that's when I realized that, okay, maybe she's self-centered with me and my wife, but really, thank God, she's not self-centered, because I never would have done that at all. To take care of somebody else without thinking of me first, and I guess in a way it might be, I think it's a little bit different for girls and for boys. I watch her go through the pressures of being accepted by friends, and sometimes the girls get a little bit catty, which we've seen, and not that boys don't, but it's different in a way. I guess us guys, we try to outdo each other. And girls, it seems like it's more about, you know, looks and status and friends and stuff like that. And that could be complete bullshit, but that's my perception. Listen, it's one thing I've learned through recovery is just because I think something is true, you know, it's my perception on stuff. My friend Chris, who's here, says that a lot. He talks about how things go in his ear, and somewhere between here and here, or somewhere else, it gets scrambled and turned around. And what goes in my ears is not what I perceive. And I've learned that. And the principles that I've learned from the program that really have never been more true than in trying to be a good parent. Thought's gone. On to the next thing. One of the scariest things that happened with my daughter, the oldest one, was as a result of social media and this friend that she had. Always talked to her about, and my other daughter too, the younger one too. We try to talk to them all the time, but you got to be aware of what you put out on social media. Don't go dating boys that you just met on social media. There's a safe way to do it. And we kind of talked about it. But, you know, like, you know, now she's 16, then she was 13, 14, and it's like, you know, this is not an age where you really need to be meeting people completely only on social media. Have a slew of people in your school that you're going to be hanging around with. But again, going this girl that she was hanging around with being lying and deceitful, because I have an app on my phone that's Family Tracker, Life 360, and it's really a great tool because it gives me as a parent to an idea of where they are. And my daughter is, both of my daughters are really honest and tell me where they go, and that was the only thing I ever wanted to know. Go ahead, go do your stuff with your friends, just let me know what's going on. Send me the odd text. Basically, I really don't care where you're going, especially with them. I've developed a level of trust that was difficult to develop at first, and it's only from program, and really, like I said before, the principles that I learned from the program have never become more apparent except when I am doing as a parent. So they wind up over at this place, and I see where, and I'm like, where are you at? And she's like, oh, you know, we're over at these boys' houses. So, okay, where'd you meet them? You know, oh, they're friends of her family. All right, cool. So we're going to be picking her up, and we're going out, my whole family and I, and I'm on my way, and I'm texting her, hey, I'm on the way. Don't get a reply back. Hey, you there? Don't get a reply back. And then I send her, if you're getting these texts, please, and I'm looking at this app, I'm like, if you're getting these texts, please respond to me right away. And I get an odd response, like, you know, I'm in a place where I can't really talk. And I'm like, well, get to a place where you can talk. Now. And I said, stop the texting, call me, which is another thing that I learned. And it's, in one way, I guess it's my distrust, but it's also being a good parent, I think, and being responsible. Don't just text me. I want to hear a phone call to know that it's not, that it's you and not somebody scamming. You know, I think all of us that are parents, holy crap, man, where my mind could go with what's going on, and it started. I mean, she was being dragged away in the van, the Sean van, friend Chris and I, inside joke, but and being raped and sold into slavery, and man, my mind's going off. And it's a real fear, but at that point in time, it might have been a little too irrational, but you really can't help yourself. And I know I'm not the only guy that's that, or girl, that's thinking that. So going back and forth, and she calls me, and she's like, oh, Dad, you know, I'm in a basement, and that's why I can't get. Oh, okay, well, go upstairs, you know. I can't. What do you mean you can't go upstairs? Well, the dogs are upstairs, and the dogs are vicious, and I can't go up. And I'm like, and then the phone goes dead. Okay. This is probably one of the scariest points, really, in my life. So I'm calling her back. No answer. Texting her. No reply. I was this far away to calling the police, and I'm like looking at it, and my wife's sitting next to me, and on the outside, the two of us are being calm, cool, and collected, but I know she's freaking out as much as I am, and I'm this far away from calling the police and going, listen, I don't know the exact address, but here's the intersection of the street, and she's in a house somewhere in a basement. So she calls back again, and I'm like, what the hell is going on? And she's like, well, the boys won't let us up. And I'm like, yeah, I'll be there in a couple of minutes. And at this point, you know, we're on our way, and I'm driving, and I've got my other daughter in the car, my wife, and I'm trying not to go too fast and kill us on the way to go get her. So we get to the house, I get out of the car, and go up to the door, and the mom of the house is there. Oh, hi, how you doing, Kaj? Nice to meet you. All right. It's my daughter. Yeah, she's right here. Come on in. And I'm like, was there any kind of a problem? No, everything was really fine. And I'm like, and she was seemed like a really genuine, nice lady. Have you been here? Yep, we've been here the whole time. I'm looking, nobody's bruised, bloody, or anything like that. And I'm like, she may or may not be a good parent. That's a judgment call. I try not to be judgmental, but it isn't the way I necessarily would have done it. But I, you know what? Listen, my kids do stuff, and I'm sometimes don't have it as much as I try to be aware, I'm not. But that's just the nature of dealing with anybody, not just kids. But so at first I wanted to jump down this lady's throat. And the principles, from the principles I learned from all of you, because it ain't me. I took another saying that up by us, and Chris passed it on to me from his sponsor, is never pass up a good opportunity to shut the fuck up. And an extension of that is when you're wrong, promptly admit it, and when you're right, shut up. So I didn't say anything to the lady other than, thank you so much for taking care of my daughter, have a nice day, and we'll see. So we get in the car, and we're talking to my daughter. And I wanted to freak out, but we didn't. But we had a discussion, which, again, is something I learned. When they were younger, when my children were younger, I acted more like my parents did, out of anger. Listen, when your little 3 or 4 year olds run around doing stuff, and we all know it's mayhem, but I did progress from screaming, yelling, and spanking my kids, and really, you can get into it, you know, whether you believe it or not, but for my kids, for me at that particular time, it was appropriate to spank them on occasion. Made me think twice about it because I did it more than my wife. Looking back on it, I really reacted to my kids a lot of times out of anger and rage, which is stuff that I've gotten better about. Anyway, I've gotten better. And I've gotten better because I've come back to meetings, which maybe I'll get onto in a little bit later on or not. Or see me afterwards. I'll tell you all about me. I love talking about me. So we're talking to her about this, and you know what happened. How come you couldn't get out? Well, you know, the boys brought us downstairs, and they were telling us that you can't go upstairs because the dogs are vicious. I'm like, did you see the dogs? They're like, yeah, they were fine. It's like, okay, so they told you they were vicious, and that put a little fear. Yes, okay. How come you didn't reply to me, and how come the phone went dead? Well, the boys kept taking the phone away from me. And so I turned to her and said, you know, do you realize that you effectively been kidnapped? You were being held against your will. No, not that. It said you could not, you were in a basement and you could not get out. You were being kidnapped. I said, who are these people? You told me they were friends of the family. Well, that's what my friend told me. What are they? Well, did you meet them at school or what? No. And then it started clicking that what was going on. And I said, where did you meet them? Where did your friend meet them? She met them online. Son of a bitch. And, you know, do you remember us having this conversation? She said, yes, Dad. And I think my recollection is we didn't lecture her too much, because really my wife was involved in this too. This is all from my perspective what was going on. So afterwards we said, you know, this is a lesson for you. You survived, and we survived. You're okay, thank God. But this is why we tell you about, you got to be careful about what you meet people anyway. I've had more social interactions with her and her friends. My other daughter's 13 and she's got a tighter group. My older daughter tends to kind of branch out to more. My younger daughter's got a core group of three people. There's these three girls, which for me really makes it easy because I know everybody. With my older daughter, I'm meeting all kinds of people all the time. And, you know, the constant thing I hear from her don't embarrass me. Embarrass me, which is normal. She's going to parties. Drop her off. And it was kind of odd because people would come over to our house. My wife and I would be at the door. And the kids would get out of the car. Car door would close. Car would drive away. Kid comes up to the door. Hey, how you doing? I'm Mr. Whitting. Oops, sorry. Well, anyway. And shake hands. Are your parents coming back to meet us or anything? No. Just drop them on. And I'm like, what? And it was completely baffling to me. And that's not only a New York thing, I guess?
No.
Or Long Island? Okay. I mean, it's, I drop off my daughters at a friend's house and I go up to meet them. And that's why she says, don't embarrass me, because my dad's coming up to meet them. And I understand, I can really empathize with what my daughters say, and that I really make an effort to not be embarrassing. And I'm a real ball breaker. That's a real effort for me. A real effort. But I can do that with my friends in NA, and it's fine. So I drop her off and go up and meet the parents. How you doing? Somebody's going to be here all night, right? Yes. And we're not serving alcohol. Fantastic. And I usually hear that fairly consistently. We are not the parents that think it's okay that since we're here supervising it, it's okay for your 14-year-old kid to drink. Great. Thank you. You've moved up a few steps in my book. But the thing that was really odd hearing a lot of times is, you're the only parent that's come up to meet us. Huh? The saying is, my children are my most valued or dearest possession. I don't really possess them, but that's the colloquial saying that we all know. But they are probably the thing that I value the most. It's completely baffling to me how somebody could just drop and run. I guess in a way, too, I'm making a judgment. I don't know what they have going on. So, you know, it really doesn't matter. I can get and have gotten angry. My wife and I sitting there, can you? Listen, you know what? We're taking care of our kids the best way we can. And we choose not to do that. And when other people's kids are over at our house, I'm responsible for them there. And we take care of them like they were our own kids there. And that's all we can do. And then, you know, go out and meet the parents again and say hello. And even though I want to lecture them, I don't. Not my place, really. Because I know if anybody came up and told me how to do something with my kids, fuck you. So, I mean, really. A quote from Chris. 2 minutes, holy crap. Anyway, it's really nice to have conversations with my daughter, and even though I get the, you know, you're an embarrassment sort of discussion, or you embarrass me, what's really great and the thing that really warms my heart the most is my daughters come up and talk to me. Hey, Dad, you know, can I talk to you about something? I got a problem. She's active in her lacrosse, and she wound up in a leadership position as one of the captains of the team, and we sat and had discussions in the car about how to be a leader. And it's basically, again, principles I learned here from you folks, in that don't tell them what to do, show them what to do. And she does a really good job at it. And my kids are doing the things exactly what I wanted. I believe for children that being in a sport is great, teaches you a lot about life, and a contact sport's even better. And girls lacrosse, they try not to be a contact sport, but boy is it. And she's one of the five bigger girls on the team, and I talked to her, and because she doesn't want to hurt anybody. But I'm like, they're charging you. She's like, yeah, I know. And he's like, well, just don't move. Let them hit you. And okay. And she did it. She wired. And I'm like, sitting there and looking around, I'm like, yeah. Because she just went after the ball, and she knocked these two skinny little mini girls right over. And she didn't get called on a foul. Because she was, but anyway, that's my own sick head personal pride stuff. And my younger daughter is, I call her Mini Me because holy crap. I mean, the older one looks a lot like me, but she's really personality wise more like my wife. My younger daughter is, every day I come home, she comes running up to see me, even though I joke with them that the only one that's happy to see me is the dog, my son. He is too, but my younger daughter comes up to me every single day, running up, gives me a hug, and hangs on, and I'm like, hey, thanks, you know, love you, it's nice to hang, and you know, when I say anything like that, she runs away, but if I just let her be, and man, it's wonderful, and if you're not a parent there, and you're ever blessed to have kids, wow, it's, you know, it just, I really hope, even though I went through some hard times, as we all have, some horrific times, I have an amazing life. And if my kids, and the way they're going right now, I really hope they have an amazing life like I do. How am I doing on time? That's it? Oop. Okay. I'm Kaj, I'm an addict.